Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to Wrinkled Not Dead, episode number 76. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
WrinkledNotDead.com is the source of all wrinkled items. All of our former podcasts are on there. And all kinds of interesting stuff that we don't also have on the podcast as well. You can find us anywhere that podcasts are broadcast, if you like to use an old term. And on iTunes, of course, which is famously the way it goes. We've been married for 33 years, and our category is self-help. And why?
Well, because we started our life all over again in our late 50s. And so we're here to give inspiration.
50s for you, pal.
True. So we're here to give inspiration. But you know what, guys? Would you please share this? Because that's the way we grow, and we're really trying to grow this podcast. We're doing well, but we can do better.
Yeah, we actually did extremely well. The whole podcast on breast cancer awareness was very, very popular. And it just goes to show you what kind of groundswell there is of support for that. And it was very well received, and we're very grateful for that. Wrinkled Not Dead is brought to you in part by Sudio Sweden. Sudio Sweden reached out to us a little while back because they make a beautiful line of professional headsets, but headsets for all age groups, anybody's kind of taste. They're very, very, very interesting. And, you know, had a little dialogue, and they sent us some samples based on our kind of use of these. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Sudio Sweden, and we will be for a couple of episodes, but the thought behind it is they couldn't have chosen anybody better. We've been wearing headsets for most of our adult lives. Am I wrong? Or seriously?
Exactly. And you know, they're really pretty, too. I have some white ones with these gold trim, and they're really pretty.
Yeah, actually, those particular ones, I chose for a reason, because they're very much like the traditional ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're very much because
they go over your ear.
Over your ear thing. But those are called Regency Whites.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about those in about a couple of segments here. But the reality is, I just want to tell you why they impressed me right away. And first of all, the story of Sudio Sweden is one of the founders actually met up with Phil Collins in New York City, who was having trouble with his headset and click. I'm serious.
So they lent have a him personal, a headset?
Yeah, but and so wow. They named the company after a song that Phil Collins wrote called Sudio. Remember?
Wow, yes. Sudio.
Yeah, exactly. Which we cannot do anymore.
Oh, right, right. That's true.
But anyhow, so that's the backstory about the company. Well, here's the deal. Let's start with the packaging. It's like your first, and we're big Apple fans, right? First iPhone package, where everything was packaged so meticulously. It was gorgeous. It was so impressive. And that's exactly the way they've decided to go with Sudio Sweden headsets. The packaging is immaculate. It just feels right. You just have a sense of, whoa, this is going to be good stuff. So I'll tell you some more about them a little bit later. But today's major topic is how to take care of an aging parent or relative. And boy, oh boy, do we have some upfront and personal information on that, huh?
We sure do. And we have a little quote always to represent what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
And this is it. Each night before you go to bed, look in the mirror and remember, you are an exceptional person for doing what you do.
Truer words were never spoke. I mean, there are people nodding their heads out there by the thousands.
Oh, yeah. It's not easy looking after an aging relative.
Yeah, it's for sure. So we're going to delve deep into that because actually, jet lagged though you are, you've just returned from a trip from the West Coast to the East Coast to take care of your mom up close and personal. And you have a wonderful personal story about this. And I really want to get into it in a second. But first, Rose and Thorn.
Yeah, rose is when something good happens during the week, and a thorn is when something bad happens, but we always have a way that we spin out of it into something positive. So my rose was, I got I feel guilt-free.
Yeah.
100% after seeing my mother. I see my mother twice a year because it's very expensive. I have to rent a car and a hotel. Mm-hmm. I have to fly. Everybody knows when you don't live near a relative or a parent, and you feel bad you haven't seen them, you have to weigh how expensive it is to go and see them, but and how important it is. And it's so difficult, because if there isn't the money, you can't do it.
I know. And every time you think, is this going to be the last time?
You do.
We discussed this.
We did. Yeah. And I just said, I know we don't have the money, but I just have to go and see my mom. And I'm really glad that I did.
I am too, because I can tell that you feel good.
Yeah. And I did a lot of stuff in there that made her life a little more easier that I'll pass on to everybody in
Great.
A little while.
Yep.
And the thorn was two things. First, my car rental. I tend to go to a cheaper car rental. Their rentals are less expensive, but they're older cars.
That's what we found out was the only difference between the higher end ones, is that the mileage on the vehicle, right?
Is much higher. It's 30,000 or above or around there.
Yeah.
And each time I've gone to this particular company, which I will not say the company is.
Yeah, it's not fair.
I have something wrong with the car. And when you're renting in Buffalo at the airport and you're driving across the border through immigration and all that.
Into Canada.
Customs into Canada, which is where my mother is. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to go back and return the car, because time you go across that border, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And so I guess what I'm saying is, maybe it's in this particular case, don't go cheap if you're going to have to particularly cross a border and may have to return the car for
mechanical reasons.
Exactly.
Okay, so cheaper necessarily isn't better. So, and by the way, you said your car had about 30,000 miles on it. Well, that's about when they sell them off.
So. Yeah, so there you go.
And you know what great respect people give to their rental cars.
I know. Well, I mean, I take care of them.
You're very good about it.
One more thorn that I want to tell you that I finally spun into a good one.
What's that?
Normally, I'm very nervous about flying on an airplane.
Yeah.
And this time, going and coming, I wasn't. And I tell you why. I said, you know what? I just turned 61. And what the heck? I'm sick and tired of being scared of flying. I'm done. And it worked.
Good. Amen.
Yeah, so those of you who are out there flying, just go, you know what?
I'm over this.
I'm over it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Exactly. The old song. Gee, who would think of that one? Anyway, okay, my rose and thorn. My rose is definitely that you're back. Because I had the four dogs.
That's true.
But then, you know, after a while, there's one that's 16 and a half and is, you know, all these kind of things. So it's a bit of a struggle, but we all miss you so badly. Their dogs are lined up at the door waiting for Jen. Where's Jen? And so it was a tough trip on you, but we're so glad that you're back.
But, you know, we work together as a unit.
We do.
And that's
people say that about us.
Yeah, and so what's difficult is when you separate that unit. It's very difficult to do day-to-day
stuff. Chopping
off
a leg or something. So my thorn, this is so wacky, but it's the truth. I walked in to the gnarliest spider web of my life.
And it wasn't a Halloween
decoration. No, it was the real thing. I opened the gate to go walk Emma the dog. Having multifocal lenses in my glasses means I don't see anything good, right? Nothing is perfect. And I walked right into this thing. And then...
Oh, it's horrible.
It was like right in the face.
Yeah.
Right in the face. Then I saw the spider. The spider was the size of my thumbnail, and I am not exaggerating.
The body?
The body of the spider.
That's big.
So that is a big...
I've seen a tarantula, but they're not as scary as these odd-looking ones.
Oh, God. So, you know, your heart goes, my God. So I dispatched him, I must tell you. But I'm telling you, it was one of those things where I haven't felt that creep of fear in such a long time. So it was a big deal for me. Let's move on to Jen's Health Minute.
Yeah, now this is an interesting one, because this has to do with the elderly or infirm. You don't have to be elderly. You can actually
be that's true.
Very young, you can actually be active and you can have, you know, problems with leakage.
Mm-hmm. Talking about urinary.
Exactly. And I'm talking about Depend. Again, this is not a commercial. I'm just telling you that the nursing home where my mom lives now used Depend. And
it's a Kimberly Clark product.
It is. And it's an undergarment that protects you if you
have problems.
Urinate. Let's put it that way. You know, of any kinds of problems down there.
Right.
Now, I know a lot of young people use them. Women that are pregnant use them. Mm-hmm. Anybody who can't get to the bathroom soon enough.
There you go.
Guess what I'm
Perfect.
Saying. So, but however, my experience is with the elderly. They have everybody wear these Depend at Oakwood Park Lodge, which is where my mom is. And what the nurse told me that my mother and everybody there needs to do is when you're wearing Depend, or any kind of protective undergarment like that, you need to get a fresh pair on every, 3 to 4 hours, even if you haven't soiled them in any way whatsoever.
Why?
Because you want it. The biggest problem in nursing homes is UTIs, urinary tract infections.
I see.
And that comes from a bacteria buildup. Many times it can just be from wearing the Depend or the undergarment of your choice, and the bacteria just builds up from, chafing and moving back and forth or whatever. And
perspiration.
So perspiration, anything like
can
that.
Can men get a UTI?
Oh, men can get UTIs, of course, but women are more susceptible because of the way we're built.
Right.
And so I guess what I'm just trying to say is if you wear an undergarment, Depend, whatever your choice is, they're suggesting that you change them out every 3 hours or 4 hours or so to keep it fresh and clean and bacteria free.
Now, again, it comes down to money as well. People are going to be going and say, well, these aren't cheap,
They're not cheap, no.
But there's a reason, okay, what's going to be more expensive, getting the UTI or changing the product?
Yeah. Right. So that's what they said. And my question was, well, you don't change your underwear, every few hours. So it depends upon the undergarment. But in this particular case, they were suggesting with the elderly to change the Depend or the undergarment out within every 3 to 4 hours.
Okay, got it. Okay. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so if you're dealing with an elder,
you're going to be confronted with that.
You are.
That's for sure. Well, delving right into it, I went to the AARP site.
Mm-hmm.
We're AARP members because
mm-hmm.
of my insurance and stuff. And I dug up a whole bunch of stuff, but I can't help but say your personal reminiscence of this particular trip and your experience through all the years that you've been, helping out your mom as she's, being 95. It's mm-hmm. been a considerable number of years that you've had to really be there for her. I would rather just go with some of the points that you have, because I do respect what these folks are saying, but what they're really saying at AARP is like the setting up of all the mechanisms that are going to take place,
looking for
an opening
right.
to bring up the thought of being in assisted living, for example. Well, that stands to reason. And how do you do that? Everybody's family is different.
It is. It's very difficult. My mother basically had to be forced into it.
That's
because
true.
It really was her nightmare to go into a nursing home, because she only remembered the nursing homes from the past. They're very different now. There's activities every day. And in my mother's particular nursing home, there's not just older people. Half the people are over 60. Half the people are under 60. Some people with head injuries from car accidents. Another gentleman had lost his legs. They got blown off. He got electrocuted. There's just...
That whole thing surprised me. Mm-hmm. I had no idea about that there were people who were under 50, for example.
Exactly.
Or even under 60.
Oh, yeah. There are quite a few. So there's a varied group there, but it still is a difficult thing to decide and to talk to your loved one about going into a nursing home, because it's kind of like the Hotel California,
Yeah.
You check in, but you never check out.
Well, true.
And I'm not trying to be flip about that.
No. They say to keep trying, though, because it's not likely to work the first time.
It didn't with my mother. It took years. And finally, she's there. And I have to tell you, she's never looked or felt better.
And I think she admits that.
She does.
Which is a big deal.
Correct.
Now, here, another thing from AARP that makes a lot of sense to me is, you don't forget, you've got to talk about the money. Because
very important.
Depending on where you live, now this is a worldwide program, and so this is going to vary from country to country, but the Canadian experience is pretty positive when it comes down to that, isn't it?
It is. They take the pensioner's pension. That's basically it. If you can't afford it, they figure out a way to make you so you can afford it. It's different in the United States. They're quite expensive here in the United States, although I do understand that there are state-subsidized ones as well.
Okay. Now, does that work for the guy who unfortunately had the electrocution?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Now, so he was on disability.
Correct.
And so that's what they take, and
that is
no
correct,
more.
And no more.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Isn't that liberating?
Yeah,
to know?
And you would think that these places are probably dismal, but they're not. I mean, there's somebody that comes in every day and it plays music, and you see people dancing and doing this, and they love it. So music is a big thing mm-hmm. in this particular place.
You have to have respect, again, another point from AARP, to respect their desires. Unfortunately, some people's way of interpreting those, it's difficult. Again, with every family structure, it's going to be a different thing. But if you were talking to me and said, Mike, I think you're in need of going into assisted living, I would fight it to the death.
Sure.
I mean, like an idiot. I mean, I would go on making no sense whatsoever. And making it very frustrating for you. But that's probably the way I would react.
Yeah, and that's why the next thing is that you need to bring others into the conversation, brothers, mm-hmm. sisters, friends, whatever.
And to get agreement or?
You know how sometimes you're more polite and you listen to like friends rather than family?
You can't diss them as bad.
Exactly. And we did that same thing with our friend Michelle and Ron Horn. They're great friends of the family, and they came in and they helped as well to say, you know, Vera, it's time. Just go in and try it out. This is how we started it. We said, Mom, just go in. And we meant this. Go in and try it out. And after 6 months, if you're so unhappy, we'll pull you out and we'll figure something out. We'll figure it out. And she kind of got used to it and was okay. I can't say that she loves us more than her own home. Of course not.
No.
Because she, if she could have her dog there, then I tell you, she would love it more than her own home because mm-hmm. she feels safe. And she knows that people are washing her hair and doing her hair and her nails and keeping her clean and getting her the right food. But she can't have her dog there. And so it's not 100%.
Now, whoever figures that out.
I know, but they bring dogs in.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as my mom's been used to sleeping with a dog her whole life.
Well, and witness Emma, who lives with us.
Exactly.
we had to basically bail her out, the poor thing, and come bring her to the United States with us because they can't take. And you can understand the logistics.
Of course. And a lot
of people. It makes no sense.
Well, people are allergic to dogs. I mean, where do you draw the line? It's very difficult. But they do bring dogs in, and those who want to go and see the dogs go to a certain area and all of that. And it does make it nice, but it's still not home.
No.
And you just kind of have to, as Ron Horn would say, make the best of it.
Yeah, that's a good quote, meaningful quote.
Very meaningful.
Yeah, and he's, you know, had experience himself. So.
Absolutely.
All right, so you have a bunch of bullet points that you were scribbling away here, and I know this has been a tough day for you because you're still on Eastern time, and I know how that feels, like kind of weird at different points in the day, but you made some really excellent points while we were just discussing the show, so let's just go with one by one and see your observations, I guess.
Okay, what I found was really important with an elderly loved one, whether in a nursing home or even if you're taking care of them, is to have clocks and calendars close by. So in my mom's room, I bought a big, just very simple, but one she could see from the bed, clock. So when she looks out of her bed, she sees a clock, and right underneath is a calendar. And they mark the days off so she knows what day it is. It's very important that she knows the day, the month, the day, whether it's Monday, October 2nd, or whatever, you know, and the time. And so I also got her a wristwatch.
Now remember.
Well, our friend gave her a wristwatch, and I also have a clock beside her bed that she can press and light up at night. And that gave her so much comfort. It kind of made her feel like she was in control. And that's the whole thing. These people, our loved ones, ourselves, we all want to feel like we're in control.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know basics like the time, the date, the month.
I know, because I hear you on the phone with your mom often, and you'll say, well, Mom, today is Tuesday, and it's just after 8:30 where you are.
Mm-hmm. And I always say, the temperature is this, and it's going to rain, and kind of keep her current on what's going on. A few current events really mm-hmm. help. Just spark the brain. I mean, my mom is very important to me and to many people. All our friends, they all love her so much. Mm-hmm. So you need to show respect that way. Mm-hmm. One thing I try to never do is to correct her. She does have some senile dementia. And when she kind of goes off course, I kind of let her go a little bit and then either change the subject, but I never correct what she's saying. The social worker told me about that because it will only make her feel more confused. So let her finish that thought and then either go on to something new or continue on with that conversation in a different vein, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense because, I mean, now you're not sort of being confrontational about this.
Exactly.
Yeah?
And you don't want your loved one to feel like they're losing their mind because they're not. I mean, senile dementia comes and goes, particularly in my mom's case. She does not have Alzheimer's. That's a different thing altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her to feel that, you know, she knows what she's doing because 90% of the time she does know what's going on. And keep her hopeful, keep my mom hopeful. So my mom always says, you know, am I ever going to get out of here? So instead of saying, no, you're going to die there, I say, look, I'm sure you've got to get up, you've got to eat your dinner, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You've got to get out there and walk on the walker, and you've got to go out there and play bingo and get strong so you can come home. Mm-hmm. Again, that's what the social worker told me to say.
Yeah.
Don't just say no and give her no hope. You know, like she said, the social worker said, you never know. She could get up and start walking and, you know, everything could change. You don't know, but give her hope.
Damn.
Give them hope.
Yeah, and that's an easy path to follow and make a mistake doing too, because you can see, no, well, of course, Vera, you're not going home. You can't walk anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going home today.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, this is what you need to do.
I get it.
To get stronger. TV programs. I took my mother down to the garden room, and we watched The Young and the Restless.
Which is a soap opera
that she's loved her whole life and didn't get a chance to see, because she doesn't know how to turn TVs on or anything like that. And man, did it sort of click, and it brought back old memories, and it got her brain moving in the right direction again. Well,
fortunately, the characters on the show have been around for 40 years anyway.
Yeah, nothing really ever changes on that show.
It's
a great, great show.
So it's great. Yeah, it's got to be something that's very comforting to someone who's been watching it for 25 years.
Well, very comforting. And after that, we would watch the news. And she really liked to watch the news. And
really?
I would point out, this is happening and this is happening. And it's good to keep current.
Yeah.
Even if she forgets it half an hour later, it's still got that part of the brain moving.
I get it.
The staff. If your loved one is in a nursing home or an extended care facility, get to know the staff. They're so wonderful. Explain things to them about personal things about your mom so they get to know, you know, or your friend or your dad or your aunt, whoever, who's ever there. Explain, for me, I'd explain about my mom's likes and dislikes, how she loves animals. And I got to know the person who does the outings there and said, you know, anytime a dog comes in, will you please take a dog to my mom's room? Mm-hmm. If whenever you go out, if it has to anything to do with animals, will you take her out on that outing? I know my mom says no, and she really means yes. So if she says no, I don't want to go to the outing at Walmart, say, Vera, please come, because you can look at
farm equipment,
whatever she likes.
Want, yeah.
So get to know the staff. And another thing we found out was that my mom likes ketchup. She never used to like ketchup.
No.
She has to be on pureed vegetarian food. And so just vegetables. And so they didn't realize that spicing it up with ketchup really helped. She wasn't eating her dinners. She wasn't eating all her lunches. Mm-hmm. Once I went and bought ketchup. She started eating it. I went and bought like a dozen bottles of ketchup, put her name on them, and said, please always give her ketchup. And now she's eating all of her meals.
Do you find that the staff are open to this kind of suggestions and
they want
contribution?
They want that. They actually admire friends and family who get involved and tell them more about that person they're taking care of.
Right.
Because these people, God love them, they do a job that I never could. They have the patience that you wouldn't believe, and they're there because they love the job. They really do. They're true caregivers. Mm-hmm. And because they want to make that person feel dignified and loved and necessary in life, the more information you give them,
relevant, I guess,
the easier their job becomes.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so, you know, it does behoove you to become close as you can get to the folks who work there.
And thank them. Over and over again, because my God, you know, helping somebody out of there, you know, depends, and cleaning them up is not an easy job.
No, I got it.
Another thing is, if it's your male or female, bring in some perfume, their favorite perfume or aftershave or body lotion or whatever. Because remember,
your olfactory sense
is very important. Mm-hmm. And it's
your strongest.
Because remember, I lost it during my, when I had
pneumonia,
and it just drove me crazy and I felt out of touch. For my mom, it's lavender, English lavender. And I went and bought her the cologne.
The Yardley's.
Yeah. The lotion.
Very famous.
Everything. Yeah. And it made her feel dignified. It made her feel young again. It made her feel beautiful. And I let the staff know that when they bathe her, shower her, could they put this on as well? Mm-hmm. Spray some on her pillow. So try to think of things like that.
Well, that's a beautiful thing to do, though. Unless, you know, now some people out there are going to be saying, well, yeah, somebody be barking about that. I hate the smell of lavender.
They really don't. There's something, you know, my mom shares a room with another lady, which is another thing. My mother could have afforded a private room, but didn't want a private room. First, she thought she did, but we found out she didn't, because she didn't want to be alone. And so she shares a room with another lady who's very quiet and very similar to her, that I had to work with the staff on to kind of put this all together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was at first, and they told you that it's a struggle to find a nice fit between people who can live in the same room.
A big deal, because every time you move your loved one, you have to move the telephone or the television, and it's a logistics nightmare.
But it is not easy.
So try to sort of match your loved one up with the person they're sharing the room with, if they're sharing the room with. And understand if they want to be alone, that's okay. But maybe they at first say they want to be alone in a private room, yeah, when really they don't want to be alone. They're afraid.
Yeah, that makes infinite sense, actually.
Photographs. I went, my dear friend, Ron and Michelle Horn, I talk about them a lot right now because I could not take care of my mom without them.
I know.
So if you're listening, Ron and Michelle, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Went and got a bunch of my mom's photographs, and my mother and I sat down and went through her old passport photographs and her old Wells Fargo bank account, bank book, and things like that. And it really made a difference, photographs, and put photographs all around her room of the family, because that makes her, and friends, because that makes her feel like, man, this is at home. I've noticed other people bring in like clocks or their special chair, something to make it feel like, oh, now, this is mine.
When you're looking at the photographs, do you ask her to describe or bring back the memory of when that was taken and what took place, just to bring her sharp and up front again?
Always. And I'll say, Mom, remember this? Now, what was going on during this time? And she goes, let me think. Wait a minute. And then she starts talking, and I learn things, you know, even though I was there.
Yeah.
Maybe in that photograph I learned things. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, if you can, call your loved one morning, noon, and night. I try to call my mom in the morning, and I try to call her in the afternoon, and I try to call her at night before she goes to bed. And that, again, is another connection. You know, your loved one won't feel, when I say loved one, I'm saying family also. So your loved one won't feel deserted, abandoned.
Right.
And you want them to say, you know, there's a lifeline here.
Yeah. You remember when the phone line went because there was some bureaucratic hassle, and the phone went down for several days and wasn't available. And she got so vague.
She really did. She got really confused. Oh, and another thing. My friend Michelle goes and sees my mom a couple of times a week, and we always FaceTime and
I know.
On the phone. And so I can see my mom. My mom can see me, and my mom can see Emma, her dog, who we have now.
Yeah, I am.
And I have to tell you, one time when they had an outbreak and Michelle couldn't come in and visit, sometimes they'll have an outbreak in these retirement nursing homes of the flu or whatever.
Sure.
And that my mom really started to slip back when she couldn't see me and Emma. And so this FaceTime is fantastic, or Messenger on Facebook, where you can actually do a video link.
So many various ways to do it, but having the video thing is wonderful.
It's marvelous, because then you yourself can also see, look at your loved one and say, yeah, they are being taken care of. Mom, show me your nails. Are they cutting your nails? You know, and you can even keep that much more connected. If you can't go in and visit every day like I can't, because I'm 3,000 miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun doing FaceTime when you were there, too.
Yeah.
Then I was still here, and here Emma the dog is available, of course, for interviews at any point.
That's wonderful about the internet.
It's just fabulous. It is fabulous.
Another thing I found out is clothing. My mother is one of the best dressed people there, and I am doing that because it gives her dignity. It makes her feel beautiful, and she should. But I know it's expensive to buy clothes, particularly as elderly people tend to lose weight too.
Yeah.
So I went to a secondhand store called My Sister's Closet, very nice clothes, and I got half a dozen dresses for the price of one.
Yeah, I know. It was ridiculous. The prices were nothing.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
Had them dry cleaned and or washed. And I'm telling you, they are gorgeous. They look great on her. And they just give her that feeling of, my gosh, I do look good. I'm not all washed up and old. And I also pay extra for my mom to have her hair done. There's a hairdresser there. And they color her hair, and they wash her hair, and they set her hair. That also makes her feel like, I haven't given up. I haven't gone into this place just to die.
Well, she looks great. I mean, is it funny? Because not everybody's going to pay attention to remaining totally gray. But she does, which is great. And you've made that happen. She has this dark, curly hair.
She looks
She's 95.
I mean, when I went in to see her, I looked for the person with the dark hair, and there she was, you
know,
in a secret.
That's great.
Now, some people want their hair gray and white, and that's fabulous,
that's
too.
That's great.
It's just, it's like kind of just keeping everything groomed. Mm-hmm. Like I went in and I took some tweezers, and Michelle does it too, and, you know, will tweeze an odd, hairs that grow out.
I've got a few.
Yeah, you know how these hairs grow wildly.
Yeah.
And, you know, just file her nails and just make sure. And same with men. You want to make sure that the hair and their ears are clipped and all of that.
Oh, yes.
And so those are for the people. Now, two things when you go and visit somebody I want to tell you.
Okay.
Try to get a lightweight wheelchair. I almost threw my back out using the wheelchair that the nursing home provided. And my good friend Michelle Horn, thank you, Michelle, lent me this little lightweight wheelchair, and
well,
it saved my back.
One?
She just keeps it because she's such a wonderful person that she helps all these people. Because getting a wheelchair in and out of a trunk
or
a boot in England, if you're listening, is really tough. You have to kind of almost crab-like kind of bend down.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
And it pulls your lower back.
Yeah.
So, and also try to keep, I use Icy Hots, but anything that kind of, you can put on your back or a weight belt or some kind of thing to keep your back from blowing out. Because even if your loved one is not in a wheelchair and you're helping them walk on a walker,
yeah,
you kind of still have to be rigid and ready to grab or hold them in an odd way that you're not used to
yeah,
in your daily
right.
day walking around.
Leaning in and out of a car, for
getting,
one thing.
Getting
somebody's seatbelt, putting the seatbelt on.
Putting the seatbelt on, leaning yeah. over, picking up the Kleenex that they dropped, you know. I mean, there's a million things. From time to time, if you can afford it, I suggest you have a massage. I went for a massage today, and it made all the difference in the world. It took out all the kinks in the shoulders, all the kinks in the back, and helped the lower back. And it will make me more useful in the days to come, and I can get back to work without mm-hmm. having to say, oh, my aching back. So that's it in a nutshell. If you want any more information, just write us to wrinklenotdead.com. Ask me any question, and if I can answer it, I certainly will. I've been in this situation for some time now, and I just want to pass on anything to make it easy, because my hat is off to everybody and anyone who helps a loved one during these times.
That's pretty darn well said, Jen.
Well, thank you.
Can we talk about headsets again?
Sure.
I'm just rolling with this, because I'll bet you there are people in the facility where your mom is, maybe not your mom, but who would enjoy having very lightweight earbuds.
Oh, for sure.
That are Bluetooth connected. Uh-huh. So there's no stupid cable that's hanging down and running off into a phone or into another device for playing back music or whatever. When we got the headsets, I'm not used to that not being connected but with
no,
a wire.
With a wire.
And
yeah.
so I'm going, oh my God, oh my God. But we have these, okay, we've got two sets, but I'll tell you about the Regency White, first of all. All of their stuff is connected Bluetooth enabled, and it's wonderful and comfortable. The reason I got the Regency White is because they're so much similar to all a million pairs of headsets that I've worn through my career in broadcasting yeah. and everything else. I think in our home, I bet we have 8 different headsets, easily 8.
Mm-hmm.
Professional ones, mm-hmm. and then spaghetti ones from every phone that we've ever had and all that. But what I found about these is that, you know, I looked at the specs and I go, oh my God, he's going to talk about the specs. They sound just as good as any professional headset I've ever worn, but they have the convenience of the connectivity. They have very lightweight ear pieces, and they don't cover your whole ear,
mm-hmm.
which is great, because in my world, you know, there's going to be a dog that's going to be doing something over there, and you want to be able to hear some ambient sound around you. You don't want to be stuck, in my opinion, I don't want to be completely enveloped by the music or the podcast that I'm listening to or anything like that. I want to be able to have some awareness of what's going on around me. So they're smart enough to have done that and made these things look gorgeous. Take a look at the website. Go to studiosweden.com. That's spelled S-U-D-I-O, Sweden. S-U-D-I-O-S-W-E-D-E-N, studiosweden.com. And if you use the promo code WRINKLEDNOTDEAD, all caps, you get a 15% discount.
I think they'd make great gifts,
mm-hmm.
no matter if you're young, middle, or old.
That's what
They're
I
really
thought.
They're really cool. I really like them.
I do, too. And we'll be talking about them a little bit for the next few episodes, but I'll try to bring up some personal stories about how we're using them, because right now we're kind of gaga about them. I don't want to be mushy about how great
they are. Will you put a picture of them on our podcast?
Well, I'm going to talk to the guy.
On our blog? Sorry,
yeah.
I'm tired.
I know you're tired.
Well, I'm jet-lagged. Excuse me.
And also you're like tossing it out there about your mom and all this stuff. I mean, you're very involved today. So this is, I love it when you get on fire like this. Our listeners love it.
The problem, guys, I'll let you know that my flight yesterday was at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to get up at 3:00. So I never went to bed at
all. Nobody goes to sleep.
You know, but nobody ever goes to sleep. So if you could post these on our blog, that would be great. Just a picture of them, because I really like, ladies, I love the white ones.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get the company to send me some art-worthy,
perfect.
Posting
okay.
pictures.
Sounds great, because, you know, we're getting closer to the holidays, so it'd be great to be able to.
Yeah, and they're
can't great
believe
price.
How inexpensive
yeah, they're
they
great.
Are. God, you get the 15% discount, you're golden. All right, time off, you had none.
I did. I know. You said I had none, but I did.
Time off. Okay, what was it?
Michelle, my dear friend, okay, and my mom.
Okay, what is this? May as well be Michelle Hour.
I know.
Yes, it is.
And my dear friend, Michelle and my mom, we went to a place called Port Dalhousie in Ontario.
Yeah.
And it's near Niagara Falls, and it was absolutely beautiful. We got outside. We got to see beautiful Lake Ontario. They were shooting a movie there called Anne or Annie. I don't know what it is. It was really neat. And we got to see all the birds, and it was perfect. It was one of those beautiful fall days. Not a cloud in the sky. There were, you know, the green leaves, red leaves, yellow leaves, the smell of apples and grapes in the air. I'm telling you, it was heaven.
Isn't that a canal? Isn't there a lock?
No, that's a Welland Canal, which is further away.
All right, sorry.
But we were on, Port Dalhousie is on Lake Ontario. There's an old-fashioned carousel there.
Wow.
It's where they do the Henley Regatta. They do all those.
Oh.
And so there's a big boating place there as well. And a famous lighthouse. It's very picturesque. That is why they do so many movies there. We got my mom out in the lightweight wheelchair.
Yeah.
And we wheeled her down to the lighthouse area sort of and back. And it was superb. We saw tons of dogs on the way. So once again, if you can get your loved one out of the facility, nursing home, retirement home, and get them out into nature,
and then
your
amazingly,
time off.
They sleep like a top.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
No problem with insomnia from that.
So you can have a time off while you're doing, you know, stuff that's tough, too.
Okay. Well, mine is kind of minor then, but our friend Grace's dog, Claudia, who's, you know, been sick, is getting better. And so we feel really good. And we're kind of attached to the little thing.
Oh, we sure are.
We are a lot. So we've been following her progress, getting well now. And it was a complicated issue, but her return to normality has been a blessing. It's just fantastic. So that was my time off because it's been remarkable. I've seen her every day or so, a couple of days maybe, and every time I see her, she looks better and better and better.
Well, when we took her into the hospital, thought she was going to die. Her pulse was so low.
They had to give her a 5% chance.
5% chance. Geez. And so never give up.
Never give up.
Dog has come back, and thanks to you. So there you go. And, of course, her fabulous mom.
Oh, yes, indeed. So remember when.
I have one.
I know you have a great one.
Well, this is actually my mom's remember when that I'm going to share with you.
All right.
She says, remember when, Jennifer, when red rose tea had figurines in them? Red rose tea is a great, now she's English, so this has to be a good tea because she likes Yorkshire Gold and Tetley's and, you know, Taifu tea, I think it was she liked too. They were little tiny ceramic collectibles.
I remember them. My parents liked tea as well.
They started off with birds and dogs and cats and all that. Then they went on to like little teapots and little like houses, and they became collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was just so interesting that you would buy some, you'd look forward to buying your tea, and you'd get this little tiny figurine, and you'd swap them with your neighbor or whatever.
Oh.
And what we found, we were going by, this is what reminded my mom of this. We were going by in Port Dalhousie and talking about this. And we talked about, as she said, I'd love to have a cup of tea. And that's when we said, I think Michelle, or maybe I said, I've seen them in, as collectibles, selling them secondhand stores and antique stores now. And it didn't seem that long ago that they had these little things and that. And I just find that, you know, I know Cracker Jack still does have their stuff.
I know, you were going to check on that.
But you know what? This was just so neat. It's too bad that Red Rose can't afford to do it anymore.
Okay, well, mine is, again, hardly romantic. But I just read an article that said that we're about 2 steps away from self-flying airliners. Imagine the people's reaction to that.
I talked about that with a guy on the plane, that flight attendant.
Yeah.
And no one likes the idea.
Oh, okay.
But tell me about this.
Yeah, I will. Okay. So, obviously, they're not going to do this. And just, I know you can literally land in the aircraft without any human being touching it now. They can do it remotely. But nonetheless, the idea now is that they'll be one human pilot remaining. But this isn't the first time that they've done this thing where they reduced the number of people who are on the flight deck. Aviation industry has cut back on crews for a long time now. In the 50s, and there are folks out there who will remember this too, maybe some of the flight attendants who were there at the time, it took 5 people to fly an airliner. 5. 2 pilots, a flight engineer, a radio operator, and a navigator.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a whole flock of them up at the front.
Yeah.
By the 60s, the radio operator, gone. Navigator, gone. In the 1990s, the flight engineers, gone. Given the trend, automatic aviation, maybe around the corner.
Well, that's what this flight attendant told me. He was no longer, he had just retired, but he said that in the very, very near future, they're going to get rid of all pilots.
What?
I can't
see that.
Because
nobody's
going
to get on the plane if there's not somebody
would,
at the
because
front.
Because you need a human being up there that wants to live.
There, and in there is the argument. Somebody up the front who wants to live.
Yeah, in case of whatever happens.
That is so funny, but it's so true.
I mean, you know, and if there's a short circuit in the computer panel, you know, you've got...
You're all dead.
Yeah, I mean, well, I can't see it.
No. Okay, let's roll it up with a quote. I got...
Okay.
I have a nice one. I really like this one. This is from a person named Tia Walker, who's called the Inspired Caregiver. I don't know if she can be any more inspired than you, my darling, but nonetheless, this is her quote. To care for those who once cared for us is one of the highest honors.
I love that because, you know, your loved one or your family were there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for you to be there for your loved one.
I hear you.
Beautiful young people are great works of nature, but beautiful old people are great works of art. That's because we weren't born yesterday.